This morning's sermon will focus on our first reading from Jeremiah chapter 31. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I was looking at these texts, and I had a sermon for each one of them, but I thought this old and new covenant, this is something we talk about frequently. This is something that we hear, those words, new covenant, every time we have the Lord's Supper, when Jesus says, this cup is the blood of the new covenant. So old covenant, new covenant, I thought this is an important thing for us to think about this morning. And if you're looking at the notes, you'll see I have an old covenant side and a new covenant side. And that's taken right from the text. What is the old covenant? What is a new covenant? We'll think about that a little bit. But to start is, just as I was speaking with the children here before, what is a covenant? A covenant is basically an agreement between two parties. And so one person agrees with another person to do this or that. And a covenant can be a business deal. A covenant can be a peace treaty. A covenant can be a marriage. And there's other types of covenants as well. And in fact, there's in archaeology, they've dug up all kinds of different covenant agreements, all going back to Babylon. They were agreements of you bring so many, you deliver so many bushels of wheat, this is how much money you get. There's covenants, peace treaties between different kings and different nations and so forth. So this is today and was at that time common to have agreements between different people. So God had a covenant and a relationship, agreements with his people. And we actually can go back to Genesis, because God said, you can eat of all the trees of the garden, but don't eat of that tree. And they broke that agreement. They broke that relationship. And then God, to Satan, made a covenant against Satan, saying to Satan, and the woman will bear a seed, and he will step on, crush your head. You'll crush his heel, but he will crush your head. That was a covenant. That's a promise, what he's going to do. Promise to Satan, you'll be crushed. But it's a promise to Adam and Eve, too. He will be crushed for you. So also the call to Abraham. Go to the land I will show you. And then also his children, his grandchildren, the tribes of Israel to Moses. And that's what's mentioned here in our text. For God had a covenant, standing covenant, relationship with the people of Israel. And they were in slavery, but they were supposed to live in that promised land. But now they were in slavery, and he brought them out. Remember, he called himself, he told Moses to say, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God that made the covenant, and I am calling you out of slavery to be my people. And as the children mentioned, he brought them through the Red Sea, he brought them to Mount Sinai, and there he gave the covenant laws, the covenant teachings. And it was God who did this. And that's an important thing about the covenants with God, both the old and new covenant, both. God makes both. God called to Abraham. God kept the covenants. God brought the people out of slavery. It was not like they were good enough, but they were his people, and he brought them out. And then as his people, he says, I brought you out of Egypt. Now, and we can think of the Ten Commandments as part of the covenant. They are. And they had other laws as well. So God made this covenant, but again and again and again, they broke that covenant. If you remember, after he gives them the covenant, and Moses comes down from Mount Sinai, when the people were waiting so long for Moses to come down, what did they do? They made the golden calf and say, here is the God that brought you out of Egypt. They broke the covenant right away. So over and over again, they broke the covenant. But God says, I am going to make a covenant. In the days that are coming, I will make a covenant, a new covenant. And he's talking about the Messiah who's going to fulfill all these covenant promises that God is making are going to become true in the Messiah. Sometimes people are thinking, old covenant law, new covenant gospel. Old covenant only law, new covenant only gospel. No, that's not it. Old covenant was teachings, law and promises both. That's what's in the Torah. And that's the word that's used there in Jeremiah chapter 31. Torah, the teachings. And so if God gives us his promises that he's going to be with us and he is our God, this is how I want you to live. These are the sacrifices that you should do. But over and over again, they didn't follow them. But now God says, I have given you the old covenant, but you broke them over and over again. I'm going to give you this new covenant, and I'm going to write them on your heart, and you will know them. When you think about this, and you think about what's in the Gospels, about Jesus' teaching in the Gospels, we realize that that is the law and gospel. That is the new covenant. And Jesus taught law, how we should live, and he taught gospel, that we are forgiven through God's mercy and grace. I have down here at the bottom there, from John chapter 14, some verses, and I'm going to read it. Listen to this. This is from Jesus, from John chapter 14. Listen to how he says, as you love me, you will follow my commands. You see, you're in the covenant. And the Holy Spirit is going to put these words in you, and the Holy Spirit will remind you of these words, and the Holy Spirit will enable you to live in this covenant. That's what he's talking about, these words. And so he says, I read, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said to you. This is the new covenant, his teachings, his grace, his direction, his forgiveness. He gave the Holy Spirit to the disciples and to all of us down in the church, his Holy Spirit. That reminds us, that teaches us the words of covenant. My wife, wherever we move to a new place, she says, we got to have this in the house. That's our tradition. It reminds us of our covenant. What Jesus is doing here is he says, what's going to remind you of the covenant and keep you in it is the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all my words and bring them to remembrance to your mind. And so all of Scripture, as the children said, there's a lot more words in Scripture. All those are covenant words, the old covenant and the new covenant, and what God has done for us. And so that old covenant, too, when they broke it, in the old covenant, the arrangements were, you have these animal sacrifices, and in the notes I have in quotes, paid for. Well, it was temporary. It was for a time that those animal sacrifices would, quote unquote, pay for or atone. But finally, they had to keep doing it over and over and over again because the people kept sinning over and over and over again. But Jesus, the Son of God, the new covenant, which shed his blood, so once for all, the Holy Son of God would make the holy sacrifice, once for all, as Hebrews teaches. And when he says on the cross, it is finished, it also means it is completed, it is perfected, it is done. The covenant, what is cost for the new covenant, is done. And we as people are living in that new covenant, what Jesus has done for us. And this covenant comes to us by faith in Jesus' words. Jesus says, you are my people. Baptize and make disciples. Take, this is my body. Drink, this is my blood of the new covenant for the forgiveness of your sins. Faith in his word brings us in and keeps us in his new covenant, his relationship with us. So God had this covenant, and he did all, and it was a beautiful old covenant. But the people sinned and broke it, and finally, those sacrifices weren't enough to pay for sin, those animal sacrifices. But rather, his own son came and was the sacrifice for the new covenant for us, which is good forever. And so Christ calls us to believe in him and to know that he's going to remind us, he's going to keep us in it. It is solid and dependable. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have called us to be your people, and that you did not despise or give up on sinners, but you still loved us sinners to make a new covenant, one that is made solid and sure by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Help us to believe in it. Help us to know the joy of it. Help us to know the certainty of it. All these things we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.